Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Here's a Crack podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the rise of costs, the cost of living crisis.
The rise of costs.
These costs just
rising, maybe. Soaring.
But yeah, there's a lot of conversations where it's like, oh, Jesus, quite expensive.
The price of those cabbage,
yeah. Yeah, there, but like, I want to actually see how, like, why has it happened over these past few years and like, what's causing it?
We so would like to know.
One of the main things
we need
lads
answers.
Be talking about, because we're, you know, lads.
Yeah. Lads.
The cost of pints.
The pint.
You know,
it's tara.
There's talk of pints being £6.57 normally.
I don't know.
And you go down to Dublin, talking £10, hey?
To be fair, I was in a local hit to here recently, last week, right, before we started recording this. And I'll not obviously give out names, but I actually thought it was a pretty decent price.
What's it called?
It was a pint of Guinness, and it cost...
Much would you expect to pay for a pint of Guinness?
£6 or less.
You expect it?
No. I would say that's... like, if it's £6 or less, I'd be like, that's not bad.
I think around Belfast, six quid, like. Or
yeah. Six quid, I'd expect, like, £5.50, I think. Just a wee bit over a fiver, not too much. Mm. And if you get it for less than a fiver, you're laughing.
£5.80 I paid for my Guinness.
Yeah. That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Whenever the girl said to me it's £5.80, I was like, that's fair.
If you get a pint for less than £5, you're like, jeez.
I know, you're sniffing it. Going,
unbelievable.
If you think about it in a way, if you brought cash out to the bar and you bring a tenner, that's 2 pints.
Yeah.
Whereas if it's over a fiver, you only get 1 pint. If you bring a tenner,
it's cash out.
I know, but I'm just thinking about that sort of...
Yeah, I know.
Like, a lot of buys would be coming from work with a lot of cash.
And they're like, that's not enough, and you're left with nothing.
Fucking go home, lad.
Well, there's been some places that we've went to down our direction, Arne. There's been other places, up, particularly up around the North Coast. Again, not naming names, but a pint of Guinness in there would be well over £6.
Where's this for more?
And... what part of not naming names, Tommy, just like, go straight
on.
In.
I even want to know.
Oh, well, to be fair, Remore is pricey enough. I think it's like over six, definitely over £6 for a pint in Remore, and it's definitely over £6 for a pint in any of the Galgorm places. Like,
well, if we're naming Galgorm places, it's £7 now for a pint of Guinness.
Sorry, what?
Special.
Yeah, so I was in. Is, yeah. So it used to be £7 in the restaurants, and it was like £6 something in the bars. But I was actually in the bar there not so long ago.
Yeah,
and I had a mate over from England, and all we took him there, and
he was drinking whiskey and having cigars.
Were you?
Yeah,
fucking nobody. Hey,
I was like, to be fair,
we're paying you too much here.
that's the podcast money I'm taking. That's all the money we're getting from TikTok. And it was £7 for a pint of Guinness.
If it's £7, you've only £20. You only get 2 pints there.
This is
21 for 3.
My one stepped in the Galgorm recently, and I was like looking at the prices rank, because we're obviously, that's where the wedding is, like.
Uh huh.
And I was like, people aren't going to be happy with me.
Brilliant hip flasks.
Yeah.
But here,
you just see me and Shay at the back with the Nitro Surge cans. I'll be £4, please.
We'll just
And I'll be honest.
We'll just bring a keg.
They'll probably pour a better pint.
What is...
Why are they bad? Are you saying they're bad?
They're not. Oh. I've had better Guinness.
I had that Jesus. One out of that you one time that, we went. Yeah. And he didn't want it. Fucking stinking.
He didn't want to name names. Here, and now he's fucking going, yeah, in. Jesus Christ.
Their Guinness is expensive. It's shit.
Yeah. Just a disclaimer. Other shit Guinnesses are available.
Yeah.
What the average price of a pint in Ballymena, what would it be?
I get most places, you're in around £6, la.
£7.
I'd say the average price of a pint normal is around £5, eh? Mm. Wouldn't you?
Katie, 3 or 4.
Yeah. So that time you just want the... engagement party. And
I was shocked. Yeah,
you'd get £4.50 normally.
Whenever I remember I was at that bar for Bronan Thomas' engagement party, and I was surprised that I was like, 2 pints of Guinness, please. And he went and he handed me over, and I goes like, are you sure? Like, you know, can you be sustaining these prices? I thought they were like friends and family discount. Turns out they're just normal prices. So
it's
here,
this one, like, there's not many bars locally that are cheap. You're like, you can't really increase your price as much.
He'll be talking about you around the town.
You can literally just walk next door and you're like, oh, there's me saving 20p.
See, that's sort of weird to me that they are so high in Ballymena. I always just have it in my head, like small towns and stuff are like
shitholes.
Lower prices, and then the big cities, and you'd expect it there, but Ballymena's like £7.
Yeah, so we're going £6 sort of average in Belfast. So industry experts are blaming COVID Putin's invasion of Ukraine, a minimum wage increase and high interest rates squeezing publicans' margins. In 2019, pubs were making 27p of profit on a pint, and the average price nationally was £3.81. Now they're only making 12p, and the average price has risen to £4.80, according to the British Beer and Pub Associations.
Putin's putting the Guinness up.
I'll go on. Putin's invasion of Ukraine led to an increase in the energy prices for breweries reliant on heating during the cooking process. Sam Hager, the owner of three Leicestershire pubs, told the Times energy has gone from his fourth biggest expense to his second. We've had to look at the time that ovens get turned on in the morning. That's so funny.
I was about to say, you put it in, but I was about to say, putting these prices up. You mad? You mad, mate?
Here's another wee bit. Weatherspoon's boss, Sir Tim Martin, said that COVID has had changed drinkers' behaviour. Probably one factor is that lockdowns caused a change in behaviour. Going to supermarkets and staying at home replaced the habitual visit to the local pub. The new habit has taken longer to break than many have imagined. That's a fair point.
What?
Basically saying, like, COVID like led to more people drinking in the house, and it's took longer for people to change back to going out. So, like, you know, if you're selling less, you need to increase your prices.
I know this conversation is meant to be on prices, but I'm going to ask you a question because me and Lucinda were talking about this the other night, right?
Right. Let's get deep.
Do you feel like since COVID you have became a little bit of a recluse? Because I'm not going to lie, the other night we were at the supermarket and we got like wings and stuff, and we're like, right, we'll make these tonight. Got a bottle of wine. And we were like sitting drinking the bottle of wine, and I was like, I'd far rather be here than be out.
That's just and
whenever,
out,
whenever we go out, I'm like, there, now don't get me wrong, there was times
it's
we
too
go
noisy.
Out and it's good crack, like, but there's other times you go out and you're like, oh, it's quite busy in here.
It depends where you go. Like, I think like going out to watch the United Liverpool game,
that was a good night.
Unreal.
Yeah,
the atmosphere. It wouldn't have been the same in the house, like.
No.
Yeah.
But that's it. It was just for football. But then at the same time, but then there's a good example. That game was on Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
And we went somewhere up the Lisburn Road that wasn't that busy. Got good seats. Weren't crowded. Like, it didn't take you long to get a drink at the bar.
Even inside wasn't crowded as
If we'd have been in City Centre on Paddy's Day, like, around Cathedral Quarter,
nightmare. You wouldn't have got watching the match, like.
You wouldn't have got watching the match, and it would have been a nightmare to get a drink, like. So, I don't know, but even it's like on Sunday we walked and got a wing it, and while it was being made, we just had a drink, and we're sort of sitting there and we're like, oh, we'll go for another drink. And then we're like, no, I'll just go home.
Yeah.
It was just nice. We had one drink, we're like right back to the house, just chill out.
Yeah.
I think as you get older, you just start to evaluate things. You take a back seat and you sort of look at the real dynamics of what's going to happen. Like whenever you're younger, it's like, that's quiet, it'll be sick. You know, it'll be good crack. But now you actually sit back and think of the logistics of things. And you're like, if we go out now, like you the other day, we could sit here or we'd go for another drink, spend another fucking 12, 15 quid or whatever, or just take this now, go home and have a drink at home.
But it's not even.
And then there's crowds and shit when you're out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can go home and enjoy it in the peace of your own home. Be comfortable. There's nothing better than being, like, that's one thing now. Like,
cozy. Bottoms on.
Eh? Get the comfy clothes on. Fuck wearing the jeans and all that shit. Get home, into the jammies, up on the couch. Bang, bang.
But it's not even, I think it's also the health thing. Like, people like are now a lot more aware of what drinking does to your health. And, like, a big factor in me, you know, like, having more drinks was like, do I really, it was working, it was Sunday and it was off Monday, but like I was like, do I really want to go? Because once you go in, like like we were talking about on the way home, we were literally like, if we'd went for another drink, I probably would have had another 2-3 Guinness, and then you probably would have been like, we'll have like a whiskey and then we'll go.
Yeah.
And you're like, you've ended up drinking 4 pints and a whiskey, and you're like, the next morning you feel like shit.
Yeah.
Whereas I got 1 pint and went home and was grand.
Aye.
So it's I think it's the health thing, but then that all plays into the prices. Because like if you're selling less because people don't want to go out as much because they're fucking, because of COVID affecting them, and just like not used to going out as much. And then people, the health thing's massive now. Like, like people just aren't drinking as much.
Yeah.
You said 60% of the, not what do you call them, like that lower than 21 age era. They're Gen Z.
Gen Z, isn't it?
They're gonna sustain from alcohol because they don't want to drink. Like, they're not interested in that sort of thing now.
It's even like the influence of people like you be watching on like YouTube and stuff, like.
Yeah.
Like, even like I've obviously been watching Angry Ginger a lot. Pro clubs, unbelievable, class content. But like, he's sitting there going like, they're like, all the boys you're playing are like, oh, we're gonna go out for a meal, gonna go out to the nightclub, blah blah blah. And he's like, I'm not going to the nightclub, like, I don't drink. And he's like,
Ginge doesn't.
Yeah.
Is he not?
No. But so like, you can imagine someone growing up watching him. He doesn't drink. They're like, idolizing him. Like, you know, like,
he's
same.
He's a good influence, nearly.
Yeah.
I know he's a fucking nut job.
Like, you know, see, they're like Somali male. Like, once you buy a pair of shoes and every girl's wearing that shoe, like,
yeah.
It's the same thing.
Is that the, what do you call it, the other day? The Sambas or something she bought, and she put up on her Instagram story, and they instantly sold
not
it.
Not the, it was them, like, Teddy one, like, not Sambas.
Like, Gazelle.
Like, Gazelle ones. Yeah. They're like fluffy.
So, I see somebody fucking bought three or four pairs of them, and she posted them and sold them for like double.
I seen TikTok, they're like, if Molly may post something, he literally straight on buys it, like, even if it's like something off
so smart,
or something. And he's just like, I sold three pairs of them in one night on eBay. And you're like, man, switching on.
So what is some of the, like, apart obviously moving away from like pints and stuff, like, what is some of the things like that you have noticed yourselves, like, going up in terms of pricing and stuff? Like, one of the big things I've noticed recently is like bottled drinks and all, like canned drinks.
Yeah, fuck, I bought a bottle of, went in the, I stopped buying Coke. Like, I would drink, like, fuck, I haven't stopped drinking it, like, but I mean, I've stopped picking it because you go into the shop and you're like browsing in the fridge, and Coke's always over £2 now for a bottle.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's literally cheaper to get a 2 liter bottle of anything.
Yeah. But I've nearly gone the wrong road because now I've started Lucozade, which is probably worse than Coke. Because it's cheap. Like, it's like maybe £1.30 or something for a bottle.
It's mad that that's cheap. Like.
I know.
I remember back in the day, you were a kid, right? You went into the shop after mass on a Sunday. You had a pound.
I remember going into the shop after mass on a Sunday.
Right. And I used to get, you know, the Zuki cartons?
Yeah.
55p. And a bar of chocolate used to be 45p.
Pound.
That was your pound.
Yeah.
Now, what do you get? Well, pound. Fuck all. You can't even buy
a drink. Get a bar of chocolate.
Couldn't even get a Zuki.
Is there any sweets under a pound really now? Like, I don't
even
mean
like
one of
them crispy roll or something, like a Milky, like one wee Milky Way is like 70p, like 70p.
That's just unlocked a memory in my head every time going for lunch when we were at Met. Tommy always got a crispy roll, hey? Always got a crispy roll.
Discontinued, heartbreaking.
Bring back the crispy roll.
I used to just buy a 5-pack for a pound now.
Yeah.
Because like, cheap.
Nice.
But they don't do them anymore.
Yeah. Probably a good thing.
Anyway.
Trying to shred for
you're
the
telling
win.
Me.
Turn into a fucking crispy roll.
Giving you flipping flabby rolls.
Another thing that like has been a big topic of discussion over the past few years is the cost of second-hand cars.
Right.
Going up in price. Like, so according to Auto Trader, the average used car sold for £14,155 back in January 2021. The same time, just a year later, the figure soared to over 18,000. By April 2022, the year-over-year price increase was 32% more. Some UK residents who have bought a car in 2020 or 2021 could have literally sold them for a profit. So you've bought his car, and you've heard of ones like saying, like, oh, I bought this car and like I sold it all and made like £3,000. And like, that is wild. Like,
remember whenever I got my car?
The Corsa, wasn't it?
No, it was just before lockdown. I got the Civic.
Oh, yeah.
And then like probably a year later, they brought in another one. The guy just like was like, oh, do you want to come down and take a test drive with this? And then I looked them up. They were like literally, they were exactly the same price, if not dearer than what I had bought mine for. If I wanted to like trade mine in, I would have got more selling it privately than I did when I bought it. Jesus. I was like, what the heck? Like, and I was talking to a guy the other day. He had a VXR Astra.
Yeah.
And upgraded his for another VXR Astra.
Yeah.
Tried to sell it privately, but then ended up selling it to a dealer for, I think he sold it for 8.5. He wanted 8.5. He ended up selling it for 7.
Right.
And then it was parked in the car park, and he used to work for CRC. It was parked in the car park, and he went over and he goes, do you mind me asking, where'd you buy that from? And he said, oh, such and such at where? And he was like, that's who I sold my old VXR. I think you've got my old car. And they were like, all right, how much did you buy it for? And he was like, 11 grand.
Holy
And he was like, are you having a laugh? He was like, yeah, I paid 11 grand for it. And he was like, I sold that to your boy for 7.
That's mental.
He was like, and I want 8.5 for it. And everybody was like, the two of them were just like, well, I've got stung and I've got stung. It's quite funny.
You need to make money though.
Yeah,
you need to make a profit. Living.
But no, the secondhand car thing, I do, like, I think it was just because, like, COVID drove everything up.
Yeah. But that, there was Suzuki Jimny's came out this, I think it was the start of this year. And they sold out. Yeah, this completely sold out. And then they couldn't get the, like, stock in time. And people were just fucking mad for them. I think they came out at, like, 22,000 or something, like,
22.5.
And the people put them up for resale. And they were going for, like, 30, 40, yeah, like, fucking mental. It is, you are buying a brand new car, like, but at the same time, it's already been used. Like.
Yeah.
I've got a bit here why it increased. So why did the increase in the first place? The short answer, supply and demand. The long answer, let's start by looking at the economic context of 2021. In early 2021, the UK economy was on incline from its slump in 2020 due to the pandemic. People had money to spend, both individuals with disposable income and businesses that could afford larger investments, and there weren't enough supply in second-hand car market to meet the new demand. As a result, used cars became scarce and expensive. Furthering this trend was the fact that more people were on the hunt for second-hand cars, and not just in one segment of the population. For instance, with remote work becoming increasingly popular, business owners started shopping for more affordable second-hand vehicles to replace their conventional cars. Some who couldn't have predicted their future lack of need when even selling their cars and finance. So that's a good point. Like, people working from home, probably if that already flash car, they're like, I'm not really going to be using this, like,
needing this.
If you're literally just using it to go to the shop every weekend or something, like, you know.
Yeah, especially over COVID too. No one was in the right mind was going to buy a car over COVID. So it sort of left that backlog where companies were sort of slowing down. I mean, like, I'm not producing as much anymore. Like, fuck that. And then suddenly we come out of lockdown. And then everyone's like, oh, this car, I've been looking at this car in my driveway for the past year and a half or whatever. It's time for a new car, all at the same time. Like,
paying the finance on your car. I can't even know what we're doing, though.
Too much money.
I was going to say, obviously, prices have went up now, but obviously the prices of petrol and diesel and stuff have went up. But do you remember whenever it absolutely skyrocketed? Do you remember? So I've got a graph. So at the start of July 2020, petrol and diesel sat roughly between 110 pence to 120 pence. And then over into 2020, when it gradually got high, pretty much it peaked at March 2022 at about 150p. But then straight after March into June, September, December 2022, it absolutely hoofed up the graph. Like, look at this.
Jesus. That was when the war started, wasn't it?
So the Ukraine it war? Literally went like straight up. So diesel was at an average of it was just under 200 pence, and petrol peaked about 190, 189. But like, I remember that at the time. Now, it was grand because, and then I suppose this has a part to play in it. I wasn't fueling the car up as much because I was working from home.
Yeah.
But whenever I was fueling the car up, I was like, holy moly. That, like, I really felt it at that time.
Yeah.
But like, now, I don't know about you, like, petrol sits around like, what, 150 at the minute?
139 and then diesel's 148.
So this is at the present, we're recording this on like roughly the start of April, like, that's the price.
It's creeped up a wee bit. Yeah. A couple of weeks ago it was 140 for diesel. I'd seen in most places, now it's up to 140, so it's up a couple of pennies.
But like, we notice it in terms of like grocery shopping and stuff. It's like, this sounds really random. I love cheese. I absolutely love like cheese, and we would get like, if we were going to do our big grocery shop, right?
Yeah,
I'd probably buy like, I would say like, we do like
how many blocks of cheese do you buy?
Do you do like a monthly shop, like a big shop, and then just do a couple of weekly shops?
No.
Or what do you do then?
Just do weekly, like.
Weekly.
So we would do like at the start of the month, we would do like a big shop, like, so get a pile of veg,
So it's not quite a date though.
Oh, we get like loads of frozen stuff.
Yeah.
Like our freezers usually full.
Roughly every month we would do a much bigger shop, and then throughout the weeks we'd do like wee shops.
Yeah.
Like, I remember at the start of like the month, they'd go like to do us, I would say a month. I would say I'm buying about 4 blocks a day.
Like big blocks?
Like, you know, like
in us? Fairness, Aoife's been making like, ones. You know, chili and stuff.
I go through about 2 kilograms of cheese a month.
Honestly, I'd probably match you in that.
That is wild.
And then on top of that, I buy chili cheese.
How much of that do you go through?
Have you had
that in a toaster?
The packets are like smaller.
What do you call that?
I don't actually want to toast cheese on right now. I'm starting to salivate.
Oh my God.
Aoife's like makes dinner sometimes, you know, that have to have cheese on the top of them.
Yeah.
But I've noticed like if you pull the cheese grater out and you give her a few strokes.
I know.
Like you could start with a full block of cheese. And I mean 6-7 strokes, you could be halfway down the thing. Like
I know.
Would you go to the fridge and like cut off a block of cheese?
If I was making myself lunch, like a ham and cheese sandwich, I would like slice like maybe 3 slices of cheese, but then I would also be sliced off 3 words and eating them there. And then.
I've got cheese some tats. Insider knowledge here. So I used to work with this guy, right? And at lunchtime, he would bring out a sandwich and the cheese was thicker than the bread.
I mean,
if you had another phone, like 2 phones together, that's how thick it's
cheese.
Your pressure must be through the roof.
I know, hey.
Cheese is good for you.
I know.
What is it? Dairy and stuff. All the good stuff.
Yeah. Lean boy.
What do you think you get more in, right? Do you buy blocks of cheese or grated cheese? I can't buy grated cheese because I'm a fox.
I only buy grated cheese because I'm a lazy bastard.
Because I always like, no, it's more densely packed. I'm going to get more volume.
Really anymore, like.
I buy about...
I used to eat toasties, I don't really anymore.
I would buy about... In my monthly shop, I buy about 3 blocks of cheese and 2 bags of the grated cheese. Huh?
That's good going.
Swear,
like, and how often do you have to replenish that?
Is that just for you?
Every month. Does that last you the month or is it... Last of the week.
Some days have like towards the end of the week I might have to step over and get another wee block of cheese.
In fairness, so after Christmas when Aoife was making cheese boards and stuff, like there was loads of like spicy cheeses and stuff. I would have just randomly took a block out of the fridge some nights with a wee knife and a few crackers and just chewed off. And
that's disgusting.
I could have went through a whole block some nights. Like
a wee hack, not sponsored. Marks and Spencer's do like if you want them, little blocks of cheese, which are like perfect. There's like perfect amount for one sitting.
You don't even have to cut them.
And they're 70p a block.
Oh my God.
And they're like enough for like one. Like if you were like, I would like some cheese tonight.
Yeah.
Perfect for that. So you have to do.
No amount would be enough. But cheese is actually one of the ones I looked this up today. Cheddar and other hard cheeses saw an average increase in price of over 40% in the past 12 months.
40%?
40%.
Fuck.
Not joking, like, and I noticed it.
I wonder why.
Betty fucking
has. Most of stuff to do with shipping and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something.
Ship it, do not make it here.
How do you afford to pay your mortgage?
Plenty of demand over my side.
Just your one shop's increased their prices. Yeah. They're raking it in. Fuck, there's that content. He bought 4 blocks
hard,
of one.
Hard cheese.
How cheesy Evans.
hard cheese, cheddar cheeses went up. Semi-skim milks went up. Whole milks went up. Eggs have went up. Soft cheeses went up. And then...
I can't even tell you what a thing of milk is now.
160, 170.
Yeah.
It used to be 110.
Yeah.
Remember you used to get 2 for a pound? Or 2 for £2, sorry.
Why are you looking like that?
I'll tell you later.
It's absolutely mad. Like, it's mainly dairy.
Crisps
dairy
are
stuff as well.
We're getting past the £1 bags of crisps and they're all 1.25.
You can't even get them with £1 bag of crisps.
No.
You can't get a £1 either.
I remember them going to £1 and I was like, that's a fucking disgrace. And now you can't even get one for £1.
I saw one of the small bags of crisps in Spar the other day, £4.
Shut up.
Yeah. So you know, like the small ones that used to be like...
Blasphemy.
Like 50 pence.
That's blasphemy.
I think it's a good conversation. The one of the big ones that a lot of people are noticing is obviously the increase in fast food.
Yeah.
But then I would say COVID had a lot to do with that as well because more people were probably having like remember the big spike in like fakeaways.
Drinks are dear and
yeah.
Takeaways. I went to McDonald's last night. Just decided, fuck it.
Treat yourself.
Their pound saver menu is not a pound saver menu anymore. Mm. 3 cheeseburgers, 130. fucking disgusting.
That's like the price of the double cheeseburger. Huh?
Eh?
That's like the price of the double cheeseburger like 10 years ago.
Yeah, right now. It's ridiculous. I went last night just to get a drink and I ended up spending £7. I did also get two apple pies.
Get a drink in fucking McDonald's.
Yeah, I love the drink, you know, the cups, the ice and all. I love that. I end up with two apple pies and a chicken burger as well and chips.
What about your goods?
You have to be carried away. It was only after my dinner.
What? I'm gonna go to McDonald's.
I just wanted the Coke. Then they were
like, "You gotta go to McDonald's like, here, get a drink." He comes back with three bags.
He's like, "I'll just have a Coke." He's like, "Anything else?" I was like,
"I swear, McDonald's."
I bet you that's like a tactic, though. Like, it's probably like they're trained to ask you that after everything. Like.
Yeah. And it's the way he said it too. I was like, "I'll have a Coke." I did go to get an apple pie as well. So I'd sort of ordered the Coke. And then it wasn't even anything else. It was like, is that it? Like, as if
did they
I'm
say that
inferior. Yeah. After the Coke, he goes, is that it?
They're like, I can see you through this camera. Yeah,
like, I'm inferior to you for just ordering a Coke. Like, can I not do that? So I was like,
is that it? And he's like, do you not want your usual?
I can tell you now, they are told the upsell. Because I used to work at McDonald's, you are told.
No. Did you? Fine. What's the tactic?
Aaron was the guy behind the counter.
Give us some inside information.
I was a cook.
He's on commission.
So I didn't do...
But do you know what they would have done?
No, but you were told that you had to like try and convince people to like... For example, if you were like, can I have a double cheeseburger, please? They would try and get you to get a meal.
They're like, medium or large meal? And you're like, no, I just want a cheeseburger.
No.
You're like, anything else?
Yeah.
No, anything else?
But you are told to upsell everything, essentially.
Commission.
And, you don't get any commission, so I would say most people don't, because it doesn't really matter to them.
Yeah.
I'm interested to know, as we're wrapping this up, like, what you've data on like historical data on like things from like the 90s, like whenever
it's actually not the cost, it's the percentage of the average, because I think this is actually more important, because obviously wages used to be slower.
Mm.
So this is actually the percentage of your wage that went on certain things.
Wages are £2 a bag now.
Wages.
They're £2 a fucking bag. They used to be like £1.
Fuck, you've still got it.
Hey. Fucking
let me.
Wages. McKeon's, you cons. On ahead there, wages.
But obviously, it's obviously important. We can't just say, like, the price of things have gone up when obviously salaries, like, if you compare to the...
That's right, Aaron. That's why you're here. Bring us back down to earth.
Salaries have also increased. But if you talk about the percentage of your salary on average that goes to these things.
Yeah.
So currently, the average percent of someone's salary that goes on rent currently is 22%. That's the average amount of wage that goes on that. Back in the 1970s, guess what the percentage was?
Five.
Seven.
Oh, Jesus. Fuck. They've been loaded, eh?
That's a big dent, man.
Although, in saying that, let's say 0.03% of their salary went on childcare.
What's that now?
Childcare's mad, lah. There's people working.
Of an average salary, guess.
30.
More.
60.
More.
80.
78.
Fucking hell.
I'm not joking. I've spoken.
If you do think about it though, you're paying someone to do a job for you to do a job.
I swear, like,
you know, it's like counterintuitive.
A little bit. Like there's some people I know who are literally working to employ someone to look after their child and purely just to like contribute to like groceries.
Mm.
Because by the time you take into consideration childcare, it's madness.
I used to work with someone and like I remember chatting to her before about it, and like she was like her child went to childcare, and like she was like I'm actually considering leaving the job just because
it's not worth it.
I'm not really making on it. Like I'm working for the sake of paying the childcare. Like it's a tough situation to be in.
Though.
It does make you realize like why there is stay at home parents. I feel like there is that sort of like you don't work type of vibe sometimes. But then when you actually know why, like the cost of it, like it's wild. It makes more sense for one parent to stay at home almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think we'll wrap it up there, guys.
Yeah, I would also like to just add one little thing, if you don't mind. Is it's actually not like that for everything. Just so we're not too doom and gloom.
And on a positive.
Food now is actually less of a strain on your salaries than it was in 1970s, believe it or not. So okay. Now the average person spends 17% of their salary on food.
Yeah. Is that because we can't afford more food or?
I don't know, but.
It's probably processed foods.
You spend, the average person in the UK today spends 17% of their salary on food. Back in the 1970s, it was a quarter.
Jesus.
So it was.
It's probably like the cheapness of like frozen foods and stuff.
Does that take into consideration things like, obviously back in the day, there was probably a percentage of, there was probably more people with bigger families. You know what I mean? Oh. Like where they have to feed more.
Yeah.
That probably would come into it because it is your salary that is spent on.
Your kids.
On food. But also, as Tommy says, there was not really any processed food back then. You would have been buying like a full turkey.
Mm-hmm. Like, alive.
How much is a full turkey today? Like 60-70 quid.
Jesus, so, what's a turkey?
Turkeys are
ridiculous. Like a full turkey. Yeah.
If you want a turkey for your full family, like, you know, for one or two, like two people, like, you might get one for like 20-30 quid.
A couple of turkey burgers.
I'm actually gonna Google this.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Fucking dear. Like, you've been up. I'm pretty sure we've spent like 100 quid on turkeys before. Like,
holy,
like a big dirty one. Like the feeds the family
for a turkey bird. a white turkey, 5 kilo, 59.40 average.
5 kilo is not that big.
7 kilo, 79.50. 10 kilo is a big boy. It's a fat turkey. Like, 108 quid.
Jesus.
And where's that from?
That's just UK, like it's called turkeys.co.uk.
Turkey.
That's sus.
Yeah.
That's the recommended retail price for all turkeys.
Yeah.
Black market turkeys.
Oh, sorry, it's Atkinson's turkeys, but
if you had a couple of hundred turkeys and Christmas.
Shout out to Atkinson's, I'm sure their turkeys are lovely.
I think we'll wrap it up, guys. If you want to let us know, what have you noticed the price increases in?
Yep.
And if you like, follow, subscribe, follow us on YouTube and Spotify, and leave a review on Apple Podcasts as well. Thanks. Okay.
On Spotify too.
See you later. Bye. Bye.
Good luck.
Bye.